2014 Illinois Pork Expo, as you talk to your pork producers today during the annual meeting, what are some of the big things that you guys are focusing on looking ahead into this next year?
Well, I think probably the number one thing that we're dealing with right now is the PED virus is probably of paramount. Second, I would say more immediate crisis going on is the propane issues. Third is probably we start getting into more regulatory issues for the spring and legislative issues. I got word today that some of our friends in the environmental community would like to have a discussion about changes to the Livestock Management Facilities Act. That's obviously concerning. The normal issues that come up from time to time, we've got in this neck of the woods, we've got GMO labeling that our chairperson for the Senate Ag Committee would like to introduce again this year and go through the hearing process. So, you know, we unfortunately for a what I would consider probably a shortened year because it's a veto year, election year, we're probably going to have an array of issues that we'll have to address throughout the spring session.
Let's talk a little bit about PED here in Illinois. Obviously, it's a non-reportable disease. How are you keeping track and how is it? Is it spreading or is it not spreading? How is it going through this winter?
Well, keeping track, we're really not, and that's part of the issue. It is spreading, although, you know, more of the stories are anecdotal based than anything else. What we are trying to work with right now is a group of different veterinarians from across the state, as well as our state veterinarian, Dr. Mark Ernst, and USDA representation, as well as, you know, from the producer community to kind of have a conversation about, okay, today it's PEDV, but tomorrow what's it going to be? And how do we better prepare ourselves for what that next issue is going to be as it arises from a communication standpoint, from an information share? You know, how do we do a better job of trying to get control of the issue before it clearly has gotten control of us?
Aside from PED, you brought up the GMO labeling issue. Some people might wonder why, as we look at GMO labeling, why does that concern livestock producers? Why does that concern the Illinois Pork Producers Association? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it depends on how you define GMO labeling. Is it genetically engineered? Is it genetically modified? Is it just labeling a product? If ultimately, you know, you're talking about the transition of one form of being into another, that could potentially, you know, that could get into the breeding of the animals, the insemination of the animals. The spectrum's pretty wide for all of that. Right now, it's not quite that wide. However, how we feed them, what we feed them, and a lot of times those are considered genetically modified items. So when that goes into an animal as the end product, you know, it has an impact. You know, does that mean that if you have a labeling program, is that going to limit the universe of those products that are then applied? Is that going to reduce the amount of feed that's actually grown and provided to animals? So we right now we have a lot of, I'd say we're further down the line in terms of potential impacts today, but to not be looking forward to see that impact could occur, you know, would be a mistake on our part.
2014 seems to be shaping up to be a very good year for pork producers. Thoughts from your pork producers about this coming year and about potential profitability that they've not seen in a couple of years?
Well, I think the opportunities are definitely there if we can have the production. And that's one of the challenges associated with the PED virus is that probably affected a lot of people that might have been in the summer marketings, which is really kind of the sweet spot for marketing, as you know. Outside of that, if you weren't, you know, it's a matter of how you're arranging your animals and when you're cycling through to be able to take advantage of the different aspects of the market. But I think that definitely the opportunities exist for producers to hopefully gain back some of the losses that they've had over the last several years.
Any other thoughts? Legislative day for down in Springfield. Tell me a little bit about that and the importance of a day like that for your voice and agriculture's voice.
Well, I tell you, I mean, we have so many new legislators every year. I mean, it seems like a new cast of characters all the time. In some cases, it's almost like a revolving door where you have to go back through the process, and that's probably because I've just been doing it too long. But March 25th is our legislative day. We certainly need, you know, a better understanding. We talk about image campaign all the time. We talk about educating consumers. We've got to educate decision makers. So being down at the Capitol for producers to be there and take the time from their operations to do that is the most meaningful solution that they can possibly have.